Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
To the UK now, where Prince Harry last night said he was taking a leap of faith by stepping back from his life as a member of the royal family, but added there really was no other option. Meanwhile, questions are being asked about the way this particular news story is being covered by newspapers in Britain. For more, I'm joined by the former editor of The Guardian newspaper, Alan Rusbridger, who chairs the Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism at Oxford University. And Alan, you were writing about this in the Observer newspaper yesterday. Why do you say the role of storyteller is especially important in this story and in royal stories?
Well, everything we think we know about this couple is mediated through journalists, and the journalists themselves are mediating sources who they can't reveal. Nearly, if you read a royal story, everything is a source or a royal source or an aide or a courtier or a palace official. There's no one ever puts a name. So an awful lot of trust is required to believe these stories. I'm not saying they're untrue. I'm just saying as a reader, there is very little to go on to know how we know these things. And that means how these stories are reported and how open journalists are becomes an important thing. And I wrote yesterday in The Observer about a significant conflict of interest that some of these newspapers have because they're being sued by this royal couple. And so it's perfectly in their interests to paint them as bad people. And I'm afraid we're seeing a lot of very negative journalism about this couple. And I think journalists should be more open about this glaring conflict of interest.
You talk about eye-watering sums of money being set aside by different newspaper groups in relation to settlements of cases. And you make the point that a lot of the newspapers and broadcasters central to the telling of the story are not impartial bystanders. You might remind us of the litigation and the court proceedings that are in train.
Well, Prince Harry has added his name to the list of people who say they were phone hacked by the Mirror group and by News Group newspapers, which is The Sun and the News of the World. Now, you might think those cases were all settled with the News of the World closed. Well, far from it. It's calculated that these two newspaper groups have set aside a staggering £1 billion to settle the cases that are still going through the courts. Now, the reason you're not reading much about it is that in every single case, the newspaper groups are settling these cases rather than get them into court.
And is it your understanding, Alan, that in the settlements, all of these have confidentiality clauses attached so the details do not emerge?
They pay them much more than they would get if the cases were fought. And in return for that, the person who pockets the check can't talk about it. Now, it doesn't take much imagination to see that the people at the top of the Murdoch titles and the top of the Mirror titles, or people who were editing the Mirror, are feeling a bit nervous about these legal actions. And yet you've got some of them really blackening the name of Prince Harry and Meghan. And if that's not a conflict of interest, then the phrase has no meaning.
One commentator who has been very outspoken about Meghan has been Piers Morgan. You mentioned him in your piece yesterday. This afternoon, he's been tweeting, "Spare me your patriotic crocodile tears, Harry. You didn't have to quit. You choose to ditch the Queen to become a royal Kardashian and keep Meghan happy." Just remind us about Piers Morgan's connection to all of this.
Well, Piers Morgan was editor of the Daily Mirror. And in the publicly available pleadings of the people who are suing the Mirror titles, his name comes up repeatedly. Now, that's not to say that he was guilty of knowing about phone hacking, but that's what it says in the court pleadings. So if any of these cases ever was contested, so if anybody taking a case decided they weren't going to settle but were going to see it through, then very likely Mr. Morgan would be called into the witness box. Now, he's got every interest in slagging off Meghan and Harry. I'm not saying that's his motive, but it's clearly a conflict of interest, and he ought to let people know about that.
Surely, you know, people like Meghan and Harry and others, they have very deep pockets. And would it not be in their interest, and maybe in the public interest as well, to allow these cases to come into open court?
Well, I do think, I mean, this is what the second part of the Leveson inquiry, if it had ever happened, would have looked into. I think it would be in the public interest to know who exactly was to blame at a time, a particularly dark period in the history of the British press, and to know exactly who was responsible for these eye-watering sums of money that are now being paid out. But I suspect that as long as they keep writing very, very large checks, then they will manage to keep the details secret.
Alan Rusbridger, thank you very much for your time.